Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
A look at the economy. Caleb Silver from Investopedia joining us live this morning. All right, Caleb. We had yesterday the report showing the consumer price index rose 8.5% in July. And we're all saying that's good news. Wow, that's the state of the economy right now.
Yeah, that's 8.5% year over year. So it actually was flat June to July, which got people excited because that maybe gave us the impression that inflation may have peaked last month or the month before. Prices did come down in some key areas, but we had basically flat inflation month to month because energy prices fell, but food prices went up, so they balanced each other out.
I was just going to say that we've all noticed that gas prices have been falling, but on the other end, when we're shopping, it's going the other way.
Yeah, food prices especially have been extremely expensive and continue to be so. 10.9% increase year over year. Fastest pace, guys, since 1979. Butter, 26%. Eggs, 30%. Coffee, 20%. You know the deal. You go shopping every week. We're paying more for food, but we are being offset by at least gasoline prices and oil prices. On the other hand, a really hot summer means we're using more electricity to cool our homes. So electricity prices are up, as is rent. So again, things are really expensive still, but maybe they stopped rising collectively, which would be good news.
And so how does the Fed play into this? You know, we look at that and the raising of interest rates, and it's easy to see how that might impact, let's say, cars or the housing market or things like that, where people are taking out larger loans. When it comes to the grocery store, though, how does this all play in together?
Well, the Fed watches food prices very closely, food and shelter prices, because those are the things you just can't do without. So it's looking at that, but it's also probably saying this is working. Our raising of interest rates is working. We've definitely cooled the housing market. And remember, when you cool the housing market, you just don't cool home building and home purchases. You cool everything around that, sale of patio furniture, lamps, cleaning products, et cetera. So that's an ecosystem in and of itself. That has led to a cooling of purchases in other areas. But we've also seen, finally, this idea that, you know, maybe consumers are able to hang in there at this level. Credit card balances are very, very high right now, but we haven't seen a lot of delinquencies and we haven't seen a lot of bankruptcies. So they're still pushing those higher interest rates. There'll be two more rate hikes before the end of the year, guys.
Wall Street seemed to love the report yesterday. Is it because the number was lower than what was projected?
Yeah, I think some people were holding their hats thinking this could be another blowout, huge inflation number, put us into another 40-year record. But it was flat, again, month to month. And there's a sign that the Fed will look at this and say, maybe we don't have to be so aggressive in the next rate hike. Maybe it'll be just 0.5% in September and another 0.5% in December at its final meeting of the year to get the Fed to where it wants the prime rate to be, right around 3.25%, 3.5%. All rates, guys, are set off of that prime rate. Your mortgages, your car loans, your credit cards, et cetera. So I think they're like where the pace of the way things are going. And Wall Street investors said, good, the Fed's not going to get more aggressive. We can finally see the finish line here.
Well, we're all watching and hoping that things trend in the right direction. Caleb, thanks so much. Caleb Silver joining us, the editor-in-chief of Investopedia.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.